alongside of me is Mark Sutterman. We are live in Sheridan at the Charger Dome as we get set for boys basketball action. As Sheridan Chargers host the Wayne Falcons tonight, it's going to be a good ball game. Sheridan comes in with a record of 5-3 and coming off a big win last night versus Centerville. And Wayne comes in at 6-1, Mark. They've got a good record, too, so it should be a solid game tonight. And like I said, Sheridan, 5-3, but Mark, I was talking to you earlier today. They came off the big win at Centerville last night, which was really a must-win as far as the conference race goes. They went to Centerville, got it done, beat a very good Centerville team. And talking to you earlier today, this, and I quote Mr. Felderman here, this was the best I have ever seen Sheridan play any game, bar none, in all of my years of watching Sheridan. That was by far the best game you've seen. Well, those are strong words, man.
Well, it's true. They played lights out last night. Led by Jerry Huang with 29 points, 23 in the first half. And
he had a great game, Mark. 29 points, 4 assists, 5 rebounds. Just a phenomenal game by Lang last night. As you said, he was unconscious to start the first half with 23 points. And then you throw in last night, Hawkinson with 26 and 10. He's got a double-double. And Felderman, nearly a double-double at 9-9.
Double-single.
That's just an incredible game from our big three. And those are our big three. That's our strong strongest players.
Absolutely.
Our scores, just a phenomenal game. If you get a game like that out of your top three, and then you throw in a Christian Bankston, who I was talking to Coach Cooley earlier today, Christian Bankston might be the X factor to how far our team goes this year, because you know we're going to get points out of our big three.
Right.
So if Christian Bankston comes and chips in 8 or 10 points in the game, that's a huge difference.
You're absolutely right. And Christian played a great game, and not only kicking in the points last night, but just did a super job of taking care of the ball. Ben Moret's getting better every game as well. And Joey Kretzinger came off the bench. We had some foul trouble early on last night. Really got two right off the bat, and had to sit quite a bit. Didn't pick up another one the rest of the game, but sat at the beginning of the game. And DJ, who often draws the whistle, ended up getting 4 fouls and have to sit out some of the game as well. And Joey Kretzinger playing very, very good defense last night.
Well, kind of echo what you said earlier about that's the best you've ever seen any Sheridan team play. Coach Cooley, he's been here about 8 or 9 years now, and he said that's about the best he's seen them play offensively. You know, he still says they have a ways to go defensively. Offense is not a problem. Mark, we're third in all 3A at 71.3 points a game. I mean, we're scoring points, so defense definitely is going to be probably the key for our team.
Absolutely, and that's the deal that, yeah, we are in the top three in scoring, but defensively, at least about a week, well, going into Christmas break, we were dead last defensively.
Yeah.
In 3A. And so that's just an area that we've had to work on.
Yeah.
And last night, really, we're a man-to-man team, and last night we played a lot of zone, almost the whole game.
Once you get a team not to be better defensively too, Mark. Defense is just a lot of times a mindset. It's a matter of just how bad you want it. And you're going to have nights where you don't shoot the ball great. But the one thing that should never have an off night is your defensive effort, because that does not, you know, sometimes the ball just doesn't want to go in the basket, if you know what I'm saying.
Absolutely.
And defensively, though, you should bring that every night. But I know Coach is going to keep working on that, but great start last night. We're still in the thick of the conference race. Albia has not lost yet, but we do get another shot at them.
And they haven't played Centerville yet.
Yep,
and
haven't played Centerville. And
they haven't played Davis County yet.
Yep, we got to play Davis County, and I believe that we're off until next Friday night when we play Clark, and then we get to play Grinnell next Saturday night, who's, I believe, ranked number 3 in 3A right now, somewhere right around there.
You're right on that.
So it's going to be a real tough weekend next week for the Chargers. So let's finish strong tonight. Mark, you got the starting lineup. Let's go ahead and get those out of the way.
We're
just about a minute away from tip-off here.
I did have them. Let's see. Starting for the Wayne Falcons tonight. Dylan Lane, a senior, number 34. Tyler Jamison, who's leading their scoring. Where do I have it? I don't have the number in front of me, but he's their leading scorer, and Dylan Lane is their leading
Actually, it looks like Lane's maybe at 28.9 points a game, okay. And Jamison's 16.3.
Okay, yeah, there they're two. And that's boost on the rebound.
Yep.
And then also starting Trent Carpenter, Lorenzo Baker Martinez, and Levi Overstreet for the Sheraton Chargers. It's going to be the same guys starting that have been starting most of the season. We have the two sophomores, T.J. Hawkinson and Derek Lang, who are awesome, awesome players. And then Christian Bankson at point guard, along with Ben Moretz at the off guard. And then Louis Felderman being recruited pretty heavily in the college ranks. Iowa Wesleyan, we went down and saw them play a couple nights ago, and that's awesome. So this should be a good game. But by the way, Jake, there's one common opponent so far, and that was the Interstate 35. Interstate 35 beat Sheraton on a last-second shot out there on the opening game of the season. That was a bitter pill to swallow.
Yeah.
Especially because my wife is a graduate of 35.
Talking to Coach Julia, he would like to have that game back because he knows we did not play very good that first game of the year against Interstate 35.
And Wayne defeated Interstate 35 on a buzzer beater at the very end of the game. So if that's any indication, it should be a very close thing.
We have the height advantage, and we got the strength and height advantage tonight, Mark. I'm looking for Hawkins to have a real big game, which I know is not going out on a limb a lot by me, but just looking at the Wayne roster here and their players, Hawkinson should be able to dominate down there if he gets it on the low block. Coach Cooley was, he was a little concerned about tonight just because after an emotional win late last night in Centerville, he doesn't want the team to come out flat tonight. They have to have a bounce back game, and he said, if we don't come out ready to play tonight, Wayne's going to come in here and clip us. So I don't think that's going to be a problem tonight. So I think we're going to be ready to play. We've got a big crowd tonight. It's kind of a little rivalry game here too, more than just 20 minutes away. And it's good to see these two teams playing each other in basketball again. I know they took a year or two off there, and it's a nice little rivalry.
It is a good rivalry, but again, it's a much bigger game for Wayne than it is for Sheraton. And they have that motivation. We've got to go because it's still a game. It still goes on the record.
Like I mentioned, we got a big crowd here tonight. Both sides pretty full. Wayne brought a good crowd just 20 minutes off of Sheraton. And we're just about set for tip-off here. The referees take the floor. Once again, Jake Schroeder with Mark Felderman. And we're just about ready to roll.
Sounds good.
So, Mark, we are set to tip off once again. Sheraton hosting Wayne here, boys basketball. Sheraton in the home white uniforms with the red trim. The Falcons from Wayne come in with their black uniforms, silver and white trim. We got the little bit of the Rolling Stones cranking here, starting me up, I guess. That kind of seems to be the song to play for football, basketball games.
Yep.
And we are set for tip.
By the way, Jake, Willie has yet to... the rule the tip.
Okay. Willie Felderman, of course, Mark is Willie's dad, so Mark just jinxed Willie. And he's going to lose his tip. No, I'm just kidding. Willie Felderman jumping for the Chargers. And up it goes. And hey, you didn't jinx him. We got the Sheraton with the first possession of the basketball game. Moretz up left side to Bankston on the wing. Oh, down low to Hawkinson on the left block. Hawkinson turns right, goes left, gets blocked, gets his own rebound, gets blocked again. Now it goes out to Moretz. He kicks it over to Felderman. They're going to reset it. Lang with it. Out to Bankston. Back over to Moret. He's open. Passes up a shot. Looking to get it to Hawkinson. And now he does get to Hawkinson. He is double-teamed over to Felderman. Up and in. Good. 2 points in. And nice little job by Hawkinson there. Looks to me like the early strategy is to double-team Hawkinson down on the block. And if he does that, finds the open man, they're gonna regret double-teaming him. So Wayne with the basketball now.
Man-to-man defense by the Chargers.
Yep. Baker Martinez drives for the Falcons. Not a real big kid. Probably about 5'8 and 120 pounds, and he took it right at Hawkinson, who's around 6'4, 6'5, and he drew a foul against TJ. And TJ's...
He picks up a lot of fouls.
Yep, and that's one thing. As only a sophomore, he's going to keep working on as Martinez is at the line, hits the first shot. Gets two shots here. The Hawkinson, every once in a while, gets some Just fouls that aren't necessary, and that's something important because you need to keep him in the game and not get him into foul trouble. As Martinez misses second one, scramble for the basketball, and Martinez somehow comes up with it. And now there's a scramble on the floor as Felderman ties up Martinez. So that's going to be a jump ball, I believe.
No?
Well, they must have called maybe Martinez out of bounds because Sheridan won the tip. So
I think you're right. Martinez filled over on the edge.
Now they do.
We have technical foul.
They call a technical foul on the Wayne Falcon bench. The coach was talking to the referee over there. I didn't see him getting real animated.
Right.
He was having a discussion with him. I think he wasn't real happy about the call down here. I didn't look like the correct call. But anyway, that's going to put Derek Lang to the line for two shots. Lang, a 91% free throw shooter on the year, so this is a good opportunity to get two easy ones for the Chargers as Lang puts the first one up and good. Lang has just got, if you're teaching how to shoot free throws, Mark, he's got pretty much a perfect free throw form. You know, everything is just perfect. He gets his legs into it, falls towards the basket, and the 91% clip. Oh, as I'm talking about, he misses the second one. Yeah. 91% on the year, though, not too many high schoolers shooting that.
You're giving me a bad time about jinxing. You know what? You know, though, I know that sometimes referees, if you don't let it go, if you keep talking, it's going to give it shit.
Yeah, that must have been what happened there. So Sheridan gets the basketball on the inbounds after the technical shot. Lang gets it down low from Hawkinson. No good, but they're going to call a foul, and it looks like they're going to call it on the floor. Let's see who they get it on. Looks like it's on Trent Carpenter. His first, team first. Sheridan now inbounds the basketball, Lang with it, kicks it out in the corner to Bankston, over to Hawkinson. He goes into the lane. Hawkinson throws up a wild shot, not a good shot there. Luckily, goes off Wayne, though, looking for a foul. But
the third time he's been blocked tonight.
Yeah, like Mark said, he's been blocked three times, which you're not going to see very often.
No.
Lang looking for somebody to get it to, and he gets it into Moret just in front of the half-court line. Moret sets up the offense. They screen for Lang over in the left wing. Gets it down to Felderman. He turns, dumps it down to Hawkinson on the right block. Hawkinson puts it up. Oh, wow. They call a travel on him.
Travel.
Must have just shuffled the feet, Mark. I thought they were going to get an and-one opportunity there, and instead it's a travel. So a little sloppy here for the Chargers early going. They're ahead 3-1, 6:30 left in the first quarter.
Willie probably should just put that one up.
Yeah, maybe a little too unselfish there by Willie. As Wayne with the basketball. Lane, who's their lane scorer, dishes over to number 24, Jamison, their second lane scorer. He shoots it and he misses it, and we're going to get a foul call on the offensive rebound. That's going to be on Levi Overstreet, the second team foul. And Sheridan with the basketball. See if Sheridan can get Lang open for a look here and get him going as he's coming off the left wing looking for the ball. And he guarded, so instead we swing it, reverse it over to Bankston, right side, now top of the key to Lang. Lang, Hawkinson elbow, hands it off to Lang, nice little give and go. Lang misses the layup, and back the other way we go. Wayne with the basketball. Number 22, Trent Carpenter, looking over, he finds Martinez. Martinez up top, key, Overstreet. Overstreet drives, dishes it down to Jamison. Jamison, short little jump shot off the front of the rim. Rebound, Hawkinson up to Lang. Lang, looking for somebody, anybody, dishes it off to Felderman now. Felderman loses the handle of it, now kicks it off to Moret. Just a little jittery with the basketball here in the early going. As Bankston gets it from Moret, hoists up a three, no good. And back the other way we go with Martinez. He gets it tapped away by Bankston. Hawkinson ends up with it up to Bankston, and he throws it too long out of bounds. So right now, a little sloppy for the Chargers. 5:20 left, 3-1 ball game. Just seemed a little jittery out there. Yeah, not good handles on the basketball right now. So 5:18 left, first quarter, Sheridan up 3-1. Carpenter with the basketball for the Falcons. This is it over to Jamison, left wing. He's looking for some cutters, nothing. Back up to Carpenter. Carpenter gets the screen right, goes right. A little juke move up and under, good. Nice little move by Carpenter. Again, he was guarded by Lang, juked him just a little hesitation, then up and in with the left hand. So 3-3.
That was a nice move.
Very nice. Back the other way we go. Lang gets it. He kind of hoists up a fallaway shot. No good. Not a real great shot there by Lang, and back the other way we go. The Chargers just not in the flow offensively thus far. Carpenter with the basketball for the Falcons. You kind of tell Wayne seems to not want to run a lot tonight, Mark. They're content keeping this a half-court game and trying to keep it a very slow game as the Chargers, as we mentioned earlier, 71 points a game. And here's the second-leading scorer, Jamison. He puts up a little 15-footer, and it's good. So Corden takes, or Wayne, I should say, takes the first lead. Back the other way we go. Hawkinson travels. So a lot of early turnovers. I think that's three or four early turnovers for the Chargers in less than 4 minutes of basketball. Second travel on Hawkinson. 5-3 Wayne. Carpenter whips the ball, and we're going to get a blocking foul or hand check on Derek Lang. Lang just kind of got caught flat with it there, Mark.
Yeah, he didn't quite have the move that he wanted, and so the young man from Corden grounded into him, yeah. And he didn't have the set.
I think Lang wasn't expecting him to drive it, and all of a sudden he turned on the jet, and Lang wasn't ready for it. As here we go the other way. Sellerman, Willie Sellerman is just about ready to get technical himself. This is the same referee that just called the technical on the Wayne bench.
His shoulder into me.
This referee is not really excited to take any lip from anybody. Sellerman gets his first, and Wayne inbounds the basketball. Jamison whips it up at the free throw line, and he kicks it out left side to Carpenter. Yeah, that was a tough call, Willie. I thought he did a good job moving his feet that time, and they still called him for a check, which I didn't see. But the way it goes is here's Wayne, just throws it away. A sloppy pass there by Levi Overstreet. He threw it about 5 feet over the guy's head, and it went out of bounds. So pretty slow start to the game here. Chargers with the basketball. Moret has it. Look for an open look here as Moret throws it away. Jamison gets it just too easy there as Jamison gets it knocked away, luckily. He was trying to go coast to coast and gets knocked out by Bankston. Boy, just threw the ball right to him there, Mark. Just sloppy on the offensive end so far.
But a nice job by Christian Bankston to get back on defense on that one.
Christian Bankston always helpful.
He's always helpful. Yep. You are right.
Jamison ball here. For Wayne has the ball. Just hands it off to Carpenter. He drives. And this time they call Carpenter for an offensive foul. Wow.
So maybe really speeding in the area made a difference on that.
The Carpenter, he put a shoulder into him, and he gets called for the offensive foul, which is pretty much the same thing he did a second ago, and they called on Willie. So we'll see what they're going to call the rest of the night on that same play. It's going to be interesting. Hawkinson gets the ball down low for Sheridan, and he gets hammered. And that's where you want to get TJ the ball. He's going to get two shots here. He gets hammered on the way up. TJ, you get him down that block, he's awfully tough to stop.
You are right. 3:14 left to play here in the first quarter. Corden with a lead of 5-3.
TJ puts the first one up again. TJ's had a 55% clip for the season from the line, and he gets a lot of free throw attempts, so I know he's going to keep working. Nice to get that up to that 65% range at least on the free throws. He's got 63 attempts on the year. He's good for the second shot here. And it's up, and it's good. So a tie ball game, 5-5, 3:14 left, first quarter.
I see that Sheridan's hitting 70% from the line as a team. That's pretty good.
For a high school team, that's very good, and that'll win you a lot of ball games. That has a lot to do with us scoring 71 points a game, too. So Wayne with the basketball. They're very deliberate in their half-court sets, and like I said, they're trying to slow this game down as they don't want to run a Sheridan now. They try to force up a shot. Dylan Lane, their leading scorer, and he leaves it short. Rebounded Sheridan, rushes the other way we go. And we get it down to Hawkinson from Lane. Hawkinson, pump fake, up, under, good. TJ Hawkinson got on the right block. He pump fake right, did a nice little drop step in left, and he got it. And Lane's going to take a timeout here. Let's see what it is. For just a 30-second timeout. Let's keep it here for just a second, Mark. It's 7-5, Sheridan in the early going. 2:35 left. What have you seen so far that you like or don't like?
Well, we're not getting the regular offense that we're getting. 7 points in the quarter is certainly not the normal clip. But we're playing much better defense than what we have in the past. That shot by Dylan Lane that he just got missed was really went straight up on him. Both hands straight up, and he had to really bring the arc up over him, and it ended up being a lot shorter. Christian Bengtsson's playing great defense as well, along with Derek Lang.
Uh-huh.
Just very, very impressive.
They're going to try to trap Martinez, and Willie Sullivan is going to get called for a foul. I'm sorry, I was watching there. Willie's got to watch. He's going to get close to the technical. You don't want a technical. That gives you another. Does that give you another personal foul, too? Yeah, and they already got two fouls. So, and here's a shot, a three-point attempt by Wayne. No good. That was Dylan Lane, their leading scorer, tries to pull one up. And now Hawkinson is going to get called for a foul down on the backcourt after the rebound. He's trying to ditch it up to Lang, and he gets called for a forearm to Martinez. So, well, that's the second on Hawkinson, too. So we got two on Hawkinson, two on Felderman, Mark. And
that could be a problem.
This could be interesting because Sheridan clearly is a more physical team. They have the size and they have the muscle. And sometimes those, depending on the referees, that can kind of go against you with the other team will, you know, sometimes fall easier. You know what I'm saying? And so far, this physicality from Sheridan, the referees are not letting go. As here's Hawkinson stands straight up as Lane tries a shot. No good.
Gets the block.
Lane gets away with the travel. That was Dylan Lane for Wayne. He traveled through the lane. They didn't call it. He ends up getting a layup, Mark. 7-7 game here. Derek Lang. Oh, wow. Derek Lang goes the other end, takes it himself. Beautiful spin move up, and he gets fouled for a three-point opportunity.
One of the things that Derek does better than anybody is take it to the hoop, draw the foul, and make the basket.
Definitely. That was a beautiful move there. Spin move, pirouette, left side. Up and good, and here's the free throw, and it's good. So three-point play, Derek Lang, 10-7 now, Sheridan with the lead. Largest lead of the game, I believe, minute 53 left in the first quarter. Martinez with the basketball for Wayne. Gets the screen, tries to go right side. He does. Now he dishes over to Carpenter. Thought about a shot. He instead drives it, and he's going to get bumped. Was that Bengtsson?
Yeah.
Gets bumped by Christian Bengtsson, and now he's going to get a chance for a three-point play. So real sloppy so far from Sheridan, just not moving our feet real quick. We look on just a little bit of a hangover from last night physically on our legs. And Hawkinson's going to go to the bench, and in comes Kutchinger for Sheridan. Carpenter's a lot quicker, and he looks too, Mark.
Yes.
And he's put up the free throw, and it's off the front of the rim. And Lang's going to bring it up for Sheridan. Over to Bengtsson. Back to Lang. Lang dribbling it in. Now he kicks it back out to Bengtsson, left side. Christian dribbling it around over to Lang. Sheridan just looks a little out of sorts right now on the offensive end. Martinez all over Lang. Lang back to Moret over to Bengtsson. Moret top of the key, looks for Lang. Now he does get Lang on the left wing. Just not a lot of movement offensively for Sheridan as Lang. Oh, boy, Martinez is playing real good defense on Lang. He gives up a couple inches, but he's all over him. And here's Felderman with a beautiful drive in and out. How'd that ball not go in?
It was halfway down.
Yeah, beautiful drive. Just didn't go. So Wayne goes the other way. 1 minute left in the first period. Jameson, wow. Jameson just turns around and puts up a jumper right in the face of Bengtsson, a baseline jumper, and knocks it down. And Corden, Wayne, I should say, has the lead, 11-10. First lead of the ball game for Wayne, 45 seconds left. And here's Derek Lang for Sheridan. He takes a 15-footer, and it's off the front of the rim. Back the other way we go with Carpenter. Down to Martinez. Martinez looking for somebody, and now he's going to go into the lane, and he's going to get called for a travel. Good job there by Sheridan standing straight up.
And especially by Joey Kretzinger. Yeah. As I said in the pregame, Joey Kretzinger's defensive game has just blossomed in the last month.
Martinez for Wayne, he's gone into lane about three times now. The first couple times we started to jump, but he's not a very tall kid. Just stand straight up, don't give your ground, and make him shoot over you. So we got 12 seconds left now. Sheridan's going to hold the last shot in the quarter. Derek Lang with the basketball for Sheridan. 6 seconds left. He's got to go now. Gone. He pulls up, takes an elbow shot. Elbow no good. And that's the end of the quarter. So kind of a rough first quarter for the Chargers. They find themselves down 11-10 against the Wayne Falcons. So let's take a break. We'll be back for the second quarter. You're listening to KIIC Basketball on Thundercatcher KIIC.
Did you know that falls in the home are a leading source of injury among seniors? Hammer Medical Supply is happy to announce our complete line of home modification services specifically designed to keep you and your loved ones safe at home. Navigate your home with a stair lift, home elevator, or portable or modular ramp. Reduce slips in the bathroom with a walk-in tub or barrier-free shower from Hammer. Call Hammer in Sheraton today at 641-774-4600 to schedule a free in-home evaluation with our certified home modification staff.
Check out this new listing from Red Haw Realty, listing number 1525. It's a 120-acre fish farm, a turnkey operation, and the current owners will mentor new buyers. This 120-acre fish farm has a three-bedroom and two-bath house with new roof, furnace, air conditioning, and there are 40 acres more or less of cropland and 14 ponds, 80 acres of timber. Find out more about listing 1525 by calling Red Haw Realty, 641-774-4242, or look at it online at redhaw.com.
Back at the Charger Dome, Mark Felderman and Jake Schroeder are scored. Wait a minute. 10-9. Did they take a basket off?
I'm not sure, Mark. It was 11-10 Wayne, which I thought was the right score as far as I was tracking, and now it says 10-9. So we'll get that cleared up
okay.
Tracking here.
Well, Lane with the ball. Kicks it out to Martinez, Baker Martinez. Carpenter up top for Wayne. Working the ball around again. Here comes Jameson. Working it in. Shot up. No good. And they're going to get... Who are they going to call that on? Number four.
Yeah, they're going to get push. Push on Lang.
Lang for sure. Second foul.
Wow. So we got our big three each. Has two fouls. Hawkinson, Felderman, and Lang right now.
TJ Hawkinson has checked into the game.
That's going to be the 17th foul already, so a lot of fouls early for Sheridan, Mark, as we just started the second quarter, and they're already in the single bonus.
Dylan Lane puts up the first one, and T.J. Hawkinson pulls down the rebound. He is the leading rebounder in Class 3A with 103 rebounds already. He just slipped the travel again.
Yeah, three travels on Hawkinson already.
And I'm not sure that he knows what he's doing. I'm not sure he knows why he's being called.
Exactly.
I'm not seeing it.
That was a travel, definitely a travel. He got the basketball kind of on the run, and he took a step before he planned his pivot foot. It was definitely the right call there. And I think he knew it on that one.
Carpenter with the ball, gets it over the lane, back up top. Now Carpenter on the perimeter. Brett Bailey's checked into the game. And Ben Moret has come out. Ball's up top, Baker, Martinez. Jameson over to Lane. Lane at the top of the key. He's looked up the three-pointer, but no. And now to Jameson. Jameson drives, being guarded closely by Fessinger. He goes around there and puts it up off. And now the score is 10-11.
Or so we think, anyway.
I don't know. I don't know what happened there. Now, Sheridan with the ball, laying down on the baseline, takes it out. They're looking to try to get it into Hawkinson. They do down low. Now out to Bankston for a three-pointer. No good. And rebound goes to Dylan Lang. Carpenter brings the ball across midcourt to the left side. Martinez, Baker Martinez. And now Dylan Lane misses that one. But the rebound is Jameson. Up. No good. And T.J. Hawkinson pulls down another barrage.
Just a step slow right now, Mark. Our legs just don't look like they're under us. We've got to get a little energy here.
11-10 to our score. Wayne of Corden, the Falcons with a one-point lead into Kretzinger. He turns around, hook shot, won't go, but gets his own rebound, puts it up again. And Kelly Kretzinger.
He got away with a little bit of a push there, Mark. He got the rebound. Yeah, he pushed away, and here's a turnover by Wayne. So Sheridan has a chance here. They go up 12-11 and get a turnover. They got a chance to make a little run here, hopefully. They got to get a little energy from Joey Kretzinger there.
Number 40. Up, get it down.
Brett Breda found Wayne sleeping there. They threw it up to Brett, and he had a wide-open layup. Wayne just kind of got caught sleeping and didn't see Brett down the other end of the floor. So Sheridan up 14-11.
Now they work it around. Here comes Baker Martinez. Now out, back inside. Lane from three. Joe Lane shots no good, but the rebound goes to Lane.
kicks it back out to Jameson. Turnaround, jump shot, 10 feet, and good.
Well, Jameson got a nice little touch on that shot, Mark. He's a solid player. So far, Sheridan's real fortunate because Dylan Lane, their best or leading scorer, is Hawkinson. Get all slow, nice dish to Jameson.
So Richard and Hawkinson saved him. A little nice low pass, drops it off to Joey Klubsinger, and he picks up the whole point. Another bucket, nice one, 16-13.
Yeah, I was trying to say, Mark, we're actually very fortunate because Dylan Lane, their leading scorer, he's averaging 20.9 points a game, and so far he's been ice cold. He's taken several shots, and they're all drawing iron. If he starts hitting shots, this is going to be an awfully tough ball game for us, so we've got to take advantage of kind of his cold streak right here. Jameson, however, is kind of carrying the weight for Wayne right now. He's had some nice shots. He's got probably right around 8 points, I'd say.
And Wayne, 3 points, yep.
Wayne took a 30-second timeout
for Jameson.
So Wayne's going to have the basketball here after the timeout. Jameson's going to inbound.
Andy Klitzinger is here keeping our stats for us, and he has Wayne for 15 points. And now they're chalking it over.
Yeah.
I think they do have 15.
I did too, Mark. They at the scorer's table trying to figure out the accurate score here. The scoreboard says 16-13 Sheridan, but by what we have, we thought it was 16-15. So we'll see if they change anything. One thing I've noticed too, Mark, is Gordon's coach is taking a couple early timeouts here. Anytime Sheridan starts to get just a little momentum, he's real quick to take that timeout. And I think it's good coaching by him. He's trying to keep this a close ball game and keep it a half-court game because he doesn't want them to get in a running match with Sheridan.
Taking the air out of the ball, as they say.
Yeah, good. I think it's good strategy by him.
Carpenter with the ball over to Jameson. Looks it down to Dylan Lang, who backs up. Willie Sullivan back in the game. Shots up and good.
I had to say something about Dylan Lane being ice cold, didn't I?
Now he's good, yeah.
He's up his first shot, and it goes in, our first bucket of the night, I believe.
Down low to Willie. Kicks it back out to Christian. And now to Hawkinson. Lang. Over to Federman, shot up off the glass and good, 18-15.
Best offense tonight, Mark, is whenever we get out on the block, they're doubling us no matter who it is, and there's always a guy open on the backside, and we've got about three or four layups off of that tonight.
Now, Carpenter with the ball. Over to Dylan Lang, down low to Jameson. He gets behind Christian Benson and scores it, 18-17.
Wayne hanging right with the Chargers.
The only thing I can figure is that they try to work it into Hawkinson, back to Federman, jump shot, 6 feet, in and out, did it again, all the way around and popped out.
I don't know how that came out. That was right down.
There must have been a basket that got disallowed that the rest of us didn't see that it was disallowed.
Uh-huh.
But the ball is slapped away from Jameson, but he gets it back. Now down to Dylan Lang. Lang driving up Felderman. And he passes it right in the hands of Derek Lang. Lang brings it down. And he dishes it off. And now over to Breda. Breda shots up and good! Brett Breda makes his score 20-17. Sheridan with a three-point lead. Under 3 minutes to play in the half.
Breda off the bench with 4 points for the Chargers. That's a good sign.
It is, because we haven't been strong off the bench as far as points.
Always need just that one guy off the bench just to give you a little spark, Mark.
Carpenter with the ball. Now Carpenter with the ball. Looks around, shots up. No good. Gets out of the middle of the rebound. Now gets it up to Lang. Lang over to Breda. And it goes off his fingertips out of bounds, and the turnover goes to Dwayne Falcons.
Had the right idea. He saw TJ coming down the lane, was trying to do a real quick touch pass to him, and he looked away before he had the ball, and it just went off his fingertips.
Carpenter, number 22, brings the ball down. Over to Dylan Lane. Works it down low. Turn around, jump shot. No good. Rebound goes to Lang. Lang brings it down now. And he will bring it back out to Felderman on the perimeter. Works it into Hawkinson. Back out. 3-point shot. Yep! That's 7 for him?
Yeah, 7 points for Breda, who's only averaging 1.3 on the year, so he's got 7 in the first half. Great spark off the bench by Breda tonight.
Nice job for sure. Jameson with the ball, being guarded closely by Christian Benson. He drives, And now over to Dylan Lang. Felderman on him. Carpenter. Lang for three. Lane for three, rather.
So far Lane's cold from outside, which is good for Sheridan.
I'll tell you what, if he warms up, it could be a problem.
Yeah, he's getting a lot of looks right now. Too many looks for the leading scorer, Mark. We gotta start putting a body on him.
Feverman down low, two round jump shot. Good.
Sheridan, biggest lead of the game now, 25-17. Just a minute left in the half.
That's 6 points for Willie. And now, with a minute left to play, Carpenter has it out top. Bring it down into this corner to Jamison, now being guarded by Felderman. Turn around, jump shot, no good. Rebound goes to Willie Felderman. There's Lang. And Carpenter tried to set up to get the charge, and he went right around him. Look at that now. Move up the middle, and Lang, it clangs off the back of the rim and comes out. I have no idea how that ball did not drop in.
Great move by Lang. He faked out the whole Wayne team, just didn't finish.
Garrison, jump shot, was really well defended and contested by Hawkinson, and he puts it up and in, 19-25. And the third foul on Hawkinson, as they get called for the charge, and Joey Kretzinger will check in for TJ. And, you know, when you got the guy who's the state's leading rebounder, you can't have him sitting on the bench.
Coach Schooley is not happy with him. He's talking to him all the way down the bench, nor should he be. He was wanting to hold this for the last shot there, and TJ, just completely unaware of what they were trying to do, wanted to try to drive it, and he just ran over a guy. Just not a good decision there about Hawkinson. Yeah. He picked up his third foul.
Dylan Lang takes it in. Right at the buzzer, puts it up and in, and our score at the half is Sheridan 25 and Wayne 21.
Yeah, not a good sequence there. We wanted the last shot, and instead we call it, got a foul. Let them get the last shot. They get two and bring it within four at halftime. Coach Schooley gives a glare. He's not real happy about that last sequence of events. Let's hopefully we pick it up in the second half. So let's take a quick break here, Mark. I've got a halftime guess.
Yeah,
and then we'll take a quick break here. Jordan Boffman, 2013 Charger graduate, is going to join me. So we'll be right back in just a few minutes. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
If you have new drivers in your family, you'll want to know our name. If you live in wide open spaces and you drive on the highway at night, you'll want to know our name. If you love the looks of a perfectly painted and shined automobile, you'll want to know our name. And if you text while you're driving, eventually you'll know our name. Smith Body Shop. Smith Body Shop in Sheraton.
And we're back in Sheridan at the Charger Dome. Sheridan leading 25-21. They got a ball game here versus Wayne, 8:36 on the clock for halftime break here. And I am joined, we're going to take a moment, joined by 2013 graduate of Sheridan High School, Mr. Jordan Boffman. How you doing, Jordan?
I'm doing good.
You doing good?
Yeah.
Jordan is, I'm very fond of Jordan. Me and Jordan spent a lot of time this summer on the baseball field. Jordan is starting shortstop for me this year. For the Chargers, and first team, or actually I should say super team, all-state selection by the Iowa Coaches Baseball Coaches Association. So things going all right. You're at Creighton University now. What are you trying to major in?
Exercise science.
I say trying to major in because you have to pass all your classes.
Exactly.
Exercise science. What are you looking to do when you graduate from college?
Hopefully be a strength coach at a university somewhere if I'm not playing baseball.
If you're not playing baseball? And I apologize, they just crank the speakers in here. So, you're walking on at Creighton.
Yep.
You're going to try to give it the old go, and how's that going to work for you the rest of the season here, and what have you been told by the coaches, and I know you're going to keep working hard. What's your plans for the rest of the season here?
Well, We got cleared. I got cleared by the NCAA a couple of weeks ago, a month ago. And so, I mean, I get to use all the facilities and stuff, but I don't get to practice with the team. I guess they said they're going to gray shirt me and another kid. And so hopefully next year, they said next fall is when we're going to start practicing and scrimmaging with them. And then hopefully we'll make the final roster then next fall. So this year I just got to hang back and work out by myself.
Well, if anybody has the drive and determination to stick with it and make the roster, I know you do. It's a tough challenge, but one that I know you can do. And what's the biggest difference you've seen just in your limited time, you know, watching the team, the Division I team, that great coach, probably a really good coach, coach service. What's the biggest difference you've noticed just with that level of college baseball versus what you just got done playing in high school?
I'd say they spend a lot of time on team defense in their practice, which we do here.
Hey, so your coach here doesn't do that, huh?
So I guess our coach here knows what he's talking about.
Oh, yeah. Now you're trying to make up for yourself there, aren't you? Sorry, you don't have to play on those anymore. I can't make you run laps or anything anymore. We tried to get Austin Peterson, who joined you on the All-State Super Team this year, to join us, but he's too shy to be interviewed. But what do you think for the 2014 Charger baseball team? Do you think we have a chance to compete this year?
I think they'll be pretty solid. We got some good pitching back.
Got some good pitching back? Yeah, it always starts with pitching, doesn't it?
It does.
Good. Well, I hope you're enjoying your time with Creighton. What's the best thing about college?
The girls.
The girls? We might have to leave that one right there. I hope your mom's not listening. I hope she they want to make sure you're getting an education first and foremost, because it's not cheap to go to Creighton, right?
No, it's not.
What's the tuition at Creighton up to now?
I don't know, $40,000 around there, in there.
A year?
Yeah, a year.
A year, boy. Hey, you better hope you get a good job out of college.
I know.
Well, it's good to have you back and see you over break, buddy. And I wish you the best. Keep working hard. And we'll all get Pete up here on the mic sometime, and we're going to break his shyness. But keep working hard. And Austin Peterson, that we mentioned, he's playing baseball at Muscatine Community College, and he's looking to be their starting left fielder, it sounds like. He said he starts practice on Monday. So it's hard to believe that baseball is getting into the swing of things, but the college season is just strange. And the teams are actually getting into the full practices here in the next week or two. So hard to think about when it's been so cold out, but they're getting ready to play ball. And we had a great group of seniors last year. Had 7 seniors still on the roster, and it's going to be hard to replace them, but always hard to see you guys go. You got any more? I wish you had another year. Thanks for joining us.
Yep, thank you.
You're a man of many words, as normal, but we'll take a quick break, and then we'll be back with the second half action between Sheridan and Wayne in just a few moments. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
641-203-0578. That's the number for Bingham Construction. Home builders come and go, but Roger Bingham of Bingham Construction has been building homes and doing remodeling, general repair, long enough for folks to know if you want to be treated right and get the job done right, that's the number to call. For a new home, a garage, remodeling, from simple to complex, call Bingham Construction. 641-203-0578. Hey, we're not making this stuff up. Ask anybody.
Whether you are recovering from a fall, illness, stroke, or surgery, physical therapy at Lucas County Health Center can help. Using comprehensive and individual treatment plans, we work to help you regain your mobility, strength, and daily function. With therapies including physical, occupational, and speech therapies, as well as athletic training services, visit us online at www.lchcia.com or call us at 641-774-3213 to make an appointment.
What started at the end of a dirt road over 40 years ago is now over 40,000 square feet of showroom. CNC Custom Cycle on the Highway 34 bypass in Sheraton is over 40,000 square feet of recreation vehicles that are ready to fill your riding thrills. Your custom recreation is on display at CNC. CNC Custom Cycle, right at home. That's right, CNC Custom Cycle. They're a good deal better.
Need to deposit a check quickly? With Community First Credit Union's mobile banking app, you can electronically deposit checks from an iPhone or Android mobile device that has a camera. It's simple. Take a picture of the check, upload, and you're done. It's that easy. And best of all, mobile deposit is a free feature of our mobile apps. Download our mobile banking app today, putting the community first at Community First Credit Union. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Community First Credit Union.
Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton has land auctions online at iowarealtysheraton.com. Hanson's handles commercial property and residential real estate. All listings are also available on your mobile device with no apps to download and no fees at iowarealtysheraton.com. Interest rates are at a historic low. Hanson still has buyers with 100% financing. Now is the time to buy with Hanson's Iowa Realty in Sheraton.
Lease a 2014 Malibu for just $199 a month with only $1,000 down with approved credit. Or lease the 2014 Equinox at $269 per month with only $1,000 down. And you can drive 12,000 miles per year for 39 months. Get the right lease and the right automobile from Motor Inn of Knoxville, Highway 14 North in Knoxville. Experience excellence in leasing from the team at Motor Inn.
And welcome back to Sheridan. Jake Schroeder alongside me is Mark Felderman. A minute left before the second half tips off here. Sheridan nursing a 4-point lead. Great to be ahead at halftime, but not a great half of basketball. Coach Schooley was not happy as he went in the locker room at halftime. The way the first half ended there, they gave up 2 points at the buzzer, and they lead by four, but not a lot of energy tonight from the Chargers, Mark. Just a little lethargic, and hopefully they, you know, got some things worked out at halftime and they come out ready to play the third quarter. And do you have a few stats for us from the first half?
I'm looking at this. Tyler Jameson, far and away the most points of anybody on the floor, with 12 points.
For Wayne, yep.
Yeah, and Dylan Lang added 6. Over on the Sheridan side, who do you think the leading scorer is?
I would say Brett Breda.
Brett Breda, right, your baseball player there, has got 7 points. Willie is second with 6. Derek's only got 4 points. Jordy Clustering has got 4 points. T.J. Hawkinson's got 4 points. And Christian Bankson's got 1 free throw, I believe. And so you're looking at, and I don't know if that adds up to the right number of points, but I'm not sure any of the points are right.
the big thing to watch the second half from a Sheridan standpoint is the foul situation.
Absolutely.
Derek Lang and Willie Sellerman each with 2 and T.J. Hawkinson with 3. So That's a big thing to watch here the second half as we get underway and Sheridan gets the basketball just at the half, and here we go. Sheridan gets into their half-court set right away. Bankston looking down low, looking for Lang. Now they dish it back out to Moret. He's going to go ahead and take a three-point attempt. No good. First shot of the game by Moret off the front of the rim. We go back the other way. Carpenter flips the basketball for Wayne. Kicks it over to Martinez. Looks down to Jameson, and nothing doing there. Jameson on a tear. It is a steal by Moret. Scott Martinez sleeping. Steals. It goes the other way. And we're going to get a hard call on Christian Bankston as Ben Moret dishes it off to Christian Bankston, who gives a spin move, and he gets called for a charge. And also Schooley does a smile. That's a tough call.
That is a tough call. And
I think maybe what happened there was he's just a little out of control, and sometimes the referee is going to go against you when you're just a little out of control.
But if the defender is still moving at all, it seems like it's kind of a odd call.
Yeah. Fouls have definitely gone against Sheridan's way tonight. A lot of calls. They're a more physical team, and referees are calling this really close and not letting the rough play go tonight. So Sheridan with the lead, 25-21, as Martinez drives in the lane for Wayne. Dishes up to Carpenter, who drives baseline up to no good. Rebound. Up and in. That's number 32, Levi Overstreet. He gets an offensive rebound. Nobody there, and he puts it up and in. Sheridan gives up an offensive board and a putback. Back the other way we go. Down low, Felderman. He goes into the lane. Little jump shot good. Willie Felderman, nice strong move there. I like the way Willie just takes it in strong there. Goes right up, elevates, and puts it in. That's the way to do it when you have the height advantage. Jameson with the ball now for Wayne. Over to Carpenter up to Overstreet. Overstreet back to Jameson. He drives into the lane. Cut off by Bankston. Now kicks it back out to Carpenter. Wayne very deliberate with the basketball over to Dylan Lane now, right side. Lane thought about a shot. He's guarded by Felderman. Now he pulls it back out, dribbles it very methodically, taking the time, gets it down low to Jamison. He puts it up and no good. Rebound by Overstreet again. They double-team Jamison. He puts it over both guys, and it goes off the weak side rebound and right into Overstreet's hands again for an offensive rebound and putback. Sheridan just up two now, 27-25. Lang now for Sheridan. Drives all good. He gets in the lane. Was looking for a foul. Back the other way we go. It's Carpenter with the basketball for Wayne. Dishes over to Jamison. Down low. Overstreet tries to get back out to Jamison. Now he does. He takes a three-point shot. No good. That would have given Wayne the lead. Rebound weak side to Derek Lang for Sheridan. Up to Moret. Moret down to Bankston. Now back to Moret. Clear cross-court pass. Very dangerous pass there by Moret.
Well, you know,
one of the things coaches tell you, cross-court passes, you got to watch, and it gets knocked out of bounds, luckily.
Absolutely. One of the big problems here is that last night, Derek Lang had 23 points in the first half, and tonight he had four.
Yeah, it's just not gotten going yet, and he really hasn't gotten any looks, Mark. Very few looks. So Sheridan throws it away, and back the other way we go. Wayne gets it. There's Overstreet again. He's got 6 points this half, and we got a tie ball game here at 27-all. So Wayne crowd gets excited. Sheridan very flat. The whole bench, everybody's just kind of flat tonight. Because here's Moret with the basketball. He tries to go up and under, and he's going to get fouled by Carpenter. Kind of got lucky there. He got himself in no man's land, Mark, and really didn't have a good look at the basket and got bailed out with a foul on Carpenter.
Well, he was on the baseline, and he drove even farther into the baseline.
Yeah.
And when he went up, he was behind the backboard.
Yep, he was behind the backboard, which we're right in line with the backboard from our angle here. As Moret puts up the first free throw, and it's good. And, he would have had to shoot it kind of from behind the basket there, and luckily got fouled by Carpenter.
Right, because there just wasn't a geometric way to do it.
Not without your go-go gadget arm. As here's Moret. He puts up second free throw. No good. Willie Felderman, strong offensive board. He puts it up. Good. Boy, Willie Felderman just wanted that one worse than the Wayne Falcons as he went up against four guys and got that. Willie Felderman now 10 points leading the Chargers tonight. And they're up 30-27, 4:30 left in the third quarter. Wayne with the basketball. Wayne's done a good job of just really slowing this game down and trying to keep it close. They've taken the crowd out of it, too. Very quiet in here tonight, even though it's a full house. And here's a pickpocket by Bankston. Gets a steal. Gets a pass from Lang, and it's up, and it's good. Big Christian Bankston tips it away. It went to Lang, who passed it back up to Bankston. And now Lang is trying to get the crowd into it a little bit as they go up 32-27. Trying to get some energy going here, and here's Jamison. Gets it. No good. Rebound, fight for the rebound now, and it's going to go out of bounds on Wayne. But Jamison, one of the rare misses by him tonight, Mark. He had that little 15-footer he's been knocking down all night.
And Dylan Lane just doing a marvelous job out there, hustling after and almost saved that ball, but really did a good job.
Yeah. Here's Sheridan with the basketball now. Derek Lang down to Felderman. He gets double-teamed. Now he's looking to kick back out. He does to Banks and takes a little 15-footer. Good. Good job by Willie Felderman finding the open man there, picks up the assist, and Sheridan goes up 34-27 after it was just tied at 27, so they're on a 7-0 run here. And here's a steal by Hawkinson. He's going to try to go coast to coast, and he does, and they're going to get a blocking foul on Carpenter, and it's a three-point play opportunity. P.J. Hawkinson runs over Carpenter. He took the brunt of that one, and he gets called for the foul.
I was so afraid it was going to be a charge.
Yeah, after the basket. That was a good call by the referee because Carpenter was underneath the basket, and if you're in the college or NBA game, they have that little circle there, and if you're inside of it, it can't be a charge. As Hawkinson puts up the free throw, and it's well short. Sheridan up 9-36-27. So good call by the referee there, seeing where Carpenter was on the floor. And now Wayne with the basketball. Dylan Lane with it. Now kicks back out to Martinez. Martinez gets it knocked away by Bankston out of bounds.
That's one of the two rules that I would like to see put into high school basketball. And I'd like to have a shot clock.
Yeah,
I'd like a shot clock.
Yeah, I agree with you, Mark. The game's short enough as it is in high school with only the 8-minute quarter, so it'd be nice to get the action a little quicker and have that shot clock. As Wayne inbounds the basketball now, put up a shot, no good. And that's the other way we go. Derek Lang with the basketball for Sheridan. Derek Lang over to Felderman now. Down low to Hawkins to get triple team. Back up to Bankston for three. No good. Rebound Carpenter. Looks good from here. We were right on line with it, just a little short. To Carpenter with the basketball. Back the other way we go for Wayne. Sheridan up 9-45 left in the third quarter. Martinez, left side. Carpenter now back to Martinez up the top of the circle. And he tries to dish it to Jameson. It gets stolen, and T.J. Hawkinson goes coast-to-coast. He gets absolutely hacked on the arm and no call. And now Wayne with the basketball. Boy, he got hacked there. Yeah, pretty good. I can't. That's one that you don't see the referee grab often. Oh, and here's Overstreet on the other end, and he misses a bunny. Christian Bankston went high for the rebound, got undercut, and they're going to get a foul called on Wayne on the rebound attempt.
On Carpenter. He went right underneath him, and that's dangerous.
Yeah, it is dangerous. Luckily, Bankston all right. Carpenter's got four fouls, so that's something to watch. I don't know if they have another point guard that's going to be able to fill his shoes if he has to sit on the bench.
Well, young man is checking in.
And here's Hawkinson. He gets it down low on that right block. He's unstoppable right there. He just turns, puts his shoulder down, puts it up and in. Sheridan with the biggest lead of the game now, Mark, 38-27.
Keaton Nichols waiting to check in.
And here's a steal by Lang. He's going to go coast to coast. And Sheridan on a run now. And here's a steal by Bankston now. The inbound pass back to Lang. Derek Lang scoops it and scores. Sheridan charges on a 15-point run. And they lead 42-27. Wayne's going to get a timeout. It's a full timeout. So Sheridan on fire right now. Let's take a quick break. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Center Country.
At a time of personal loss, the strains of the moment can be so overwhelming. That's when the thoughtfulness of others can mean so much.
When Mom passed away, we were at a loss, so we truly appreciated every little act of kindness.
For caring, considerate funeral arrangements, talk to one of our dedicated staff. Our thoughtfulness will put you at ease and create a tribute to a legacy of life. Pierce Bacher Funeral Home and Cremation Services, a legacy of life.
What's on your to-do list this year?
Jake Schroeder, Mark Sellerman back in the Charger Dome. And Sheridan is on a 15-0 run right now, Mark. Leads 42-27 with a minute 43 left in the half. So Sheridan really lethargic to start kind of the quarter and really most of the game. And all of a sudden, just a burst energy and a 15-point lead. It's hard to believe.
Well, Wayne is coming down the floor, and we obviously picked up something because we've picked off three or four passes in a row.
Yeah, we started trying to trap, and now we do as Wayne gets the basketball. Almost got it. We started trying to trap the point guard up here right when he brings it across. As Jamison gets a little bank shot in for Wayne and stops the 15-0 run. And down to Hawkinson. Now we go the other way. Banks a nice bounce pass into him. And Hawkinson left. It's going to get called for a charging call, and that's going to be his fourth. And immediately, Joey Kressinger comes up off the bench and is going to come in for him. And Hawkinson is not sure.
Oh, yeah.
And Coach Schooley begging. He's saying that how can that be a charge? Is the ball was above his head, and the referee says no, he lowered his shoulder. And Coach Schooley is saying how could he lower his shoulder when the basketball is above his head? But that's probably not a good call. Either way, it goes to Wayne, who gets it now. Dylan Lane for Wayne, puts it up, and it's no good. Falcons go cold here in the third quarter as Lang for Sheridan comes back the other way. Derek Lang drives. Oh, nice little finger. Oh, it hung on the front of the iron there and then decided to drop. So Sheridan, 44-29 with the lead, 50 seconds left in the third quarter. Now Martinez with the basketball. They're trying to trap the guards for Wayne, and it's really worked for Sheridan. Great call by Coach Gillies. Here's a shot by Jameson. Misses. Bankston with the rebound for Sheridan. The other way we go. 40 seconds left. Derek Lang, he's going to get it. He's going to take a three-pointer. No good. Offensive rebound, Willie Felderman. Derek Lang's going to take another three-pointer now, and that's no good. So Derek Lang trying to get something to go from outside. Been a little cold from outside. Most of his baskets tonight, Mark, have been layups are in the lane. Wayne with the basketball, 20 seconds left, down 15 here. Martinez with it. Sheridan pulls out of zone now, switching up defense a little. And here's Willie Felderman. Jump ball. Comes across, and they try to get it down inside. Willie comes from behind and ties up the ball, and it's going to be Wayne's basketball near their own basket with 10 seconds left in the third quarter. Jameson looking for somebody inbound it to, and he inbounds it. Barely gets, oh, almost an over and back there. It's in the backcourt. Oh, wow, they're going to call Christian Bankston for a foul now. Well, that looked like a clean steal. Wayne Falcons with all kinds of trouble there. They had to inbound the ball all the way back in the backcourt. Christian Bankston all over number 14, Keaton Nickel, who's in for Carpenter now, who has the four fouls. And you can tell Nickel is not comfortable out there with the basketball. 6 seconds left now. Wayne inbounds it, and they get it down to Nickel. He misses the layup. 2 seconds left. Knocked out of bounds by Wayne with 4.4 seconds left to Sheridan basketball. So we'll go into the third quarter here, unless we hit some kind of crazy full-length, full-court shot here. And it's going to be a buzzer. So Sheridan up 44 and 49.
And Sheridan will have the ball to start the next quarter.
And so third quarter comes to an end. Sheridan up 15. We'll be right back. You're listening to Charger Basketball on KIIC Thunder Country.
What's on your to-do list this year? Pay off a credit card? Get your finances back on track? For a limited time only, Community First Credit Union can help with a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. Use the equity in your home and consolidate your high-interest loans. Your minimum monthly payment is only 1% of the balance, and there are no closing costs. Stop by your local CFirst today for a home equity line of credit as low as 3.75% APR. APR is annual percentage rate. Terms and qualifications apply. Federally insured by the NCUA.
Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend.
That's exactly the way it is at Judd's Ranch House in Lacuna. Everybody knows everybody. Everybody calls you friend, and everybody knows the food is delicious. Judd's has a menu to please every palate. Tuesday through Saturday. On the weekends, they bring out a fabulous fresh salad bar. There's hot pizzas, fresh homemade onion rings. There's something for everyone. Everyone's headed for the house. Judd's Ranch House in Lacuna.
Welcome back, basketball fans. Jake Schroeder, Mark Fellerman at the start of the fourth quarter. Sheridan gets the basketball to start the quarter. Beautiful spin move and ditch. No look pass to Willie Fellerman from Derek Lang, and he puts it up and in for two. Sheridan opens up his biggest lead in the game, I believe, 46-29.
For the third quarter, in the third quarter, Sheridan out. Oh, great pass.
Yeah. Here we go, the other end. Ben Moret scores a layup. Off the field by Bankston. But Christian Bankston's hands tonight are just so active. He's tipping balls all over the place, Mark. I don't know how many steals he's got tonight, but his defense has really spurred our transition game.
Absolutely.
He's really got our offense going by doing the defense on the defensive end. And he picks up a foul here trying for another steal, but hey, you can't blame the guy, right?
I was going to say that Bill in the third quarter, Sheridan outscored Wayne by a score of 19-8. And so that really helps out. That's Christian's fourth foul.
And Christian with four fouls now, too, so that's something to watch him and Hawkinson. Both with four fouls. Hawkinson's going to check in on the next time out, it looks like. So Wayne with the basketball now. Drive, and hit a blocking foul on Derek Lane. That's a tough one. I thought Derek did a good job of moving his feet. Arms were straight up.
Absolutely, yes.
They're going to call three fouls on him.
Good morning.
So Mark, we outscored Wayne 19-8 there in the third quarter,
right,
which really is the difference in this game. Only had 25 points at halftime, scored 19 in just the third quarter. And there's an inbound pass from Wayne, and we're going to get called. Oh, wow. DJ Hawkinson was fighting for the ball. From my angle, the Wayne Falcon player had pretty much all the wrists, and they called the jump ball as the Wayne player didn't even have any hand on the ball and should have been fouled.
This guy over here, he doesn't like DJ.
Yeah, it makes you wonder. There's been some rough calls tonight or tough calls go against DJ. Wayne gets the basketball after the jump ball. Carpenter back in now with four fouls for Wayne. 6:50 left, third quarter. Sheridan's broken open a 19-point lead. Here's Jameson for Wayne. He tries to go baseline, cut off by Willie Felderman. Now Jameson throws him a wild shot off the top of the backboard. Somehow Wayne comes back up with it, and Dylan Lane, leading scorer for the Falcons, gets it underneath and puts it up and in. So kind of just a crazy wild shot somehow ended up in Dylan Lane's hands, and it went in. Not much you can do about that. Here's Sheridan down the other way. Willie Felderman drives, and it's up and good. So really, it's really elevating nice to my mark when he takes it into the lane. He's hard to block his shot because he's getting so high off the ground and he's got that long wingspan. And here's another steal by Banks, and boy, Banks is just stealing ball after ball. He puts it up to Ben Moret, and somehow the lefty layup attempt goes in and out. Ben Moret almost got it to go. Back the other way we go now. Nice dish from Carpenter down low to number 30, Sent Moore, puts it up and in for Wayne. 50-33, Sheridan with the lead and the basketball over to Bankston. Bankston looks for a cutting Hawkinson. Now he's going to slow it down. He's going to bring it back out, set something up. Moret over to Lang. Derek Lang, he drives it. Oh, he goes right through the left side and one. Got the basket. Derek Lang gets fouled. Derek Lang just too quick for the Wayne defense.
Absolutely. How many points is that for Derek?
12. But Derek Lang's really picked it up the second half here. He's just been more aggressive taking the ball the hole, Mark. Sometimes when you're not getting the outside look, just take it to the hole and make something happen, and he's done a good job of that. And here's the buzzer. Derek Lang's got the ball at the free throw line for the and-one opportunity. And not sure what the confusion is. I'm looking to see who the foul is on.
The foul is on Carpenter. That's a foul.
That's why the buzzer went off. So Carpenter for Wayne. That's a big loss for Wayne. He's probably the main ball handler, and that's five fouls on Carpenter.
We have him for five.
Yep. So Blake.
He's claiming it's the only fourth, but he has. We have him for five.
So Blake Hauser is going to come in to replace him. Good game by Carpenter. He played a good game.
He did. You know, one of the big differences between the first half and the second half, though, is Lorenzo Baker Martinez was really running the show in the first half and not in the second.
Yeah,
that's 13 points now for Derek Lang as he hits the free throw.
Coach Schooley did a great job here as Wayne's bringing it up again. They've done a great job switching up the defense to where they're really trying to trap the guy when he just brings it across half court. And here, Trent Moore just somehow slips through the Chargers' defense, and he puts up a little runner again for Wayne. And back the other way we go. Here's Derek Lang. Dishes it down low to Willie Felderman. Good. Derek Lang come out energized this half, Mark, and he's really making things happen on the Sheridan offense. Now, I beat two guys. Dishes it off to Willie Felderman for the layup, but he's got a lot of energy this half. 16 points for Willie now. Off the nice assist from Derek Lang. Sheridan opens up a 20-point lead, 55-35. Three-point attempt up and no good. By Trent Moore for Wayne. Back the other way we go now. Derek Lang behind the back. Thought about a pull-up jumper. Now he sticks it down to Hawkinson. Now he gives and goes back to Lang. Good. Beautiful teamwork there by the Chargers. And Derek Lang puts up his 15th point of the night. That's just give and go at his best right there, Mark. Sheridan, biggest lead of the night, 22 points, 57-35, 4:30 left. Here's Jameson with a little 15-footer, and it's good. Boy, Jameson's got a nice shot. Yeah, from 15-foot range, he's just almost automatic tonight. Here's Hawkinson. He's got four fouls, goes up against Jameson, and he's going to get clobbered by Jameson, so Hawkinson's going to get a chance for 2 points, or two free throws, I should say. Sheridan's really getting their transition game going in this half, Mark. I think that might be the difference offensively for us. A lot of it's starting on the defensive end with the steals we're getting. Here's Hawkinson with first of two free throws, and it's no good.
You know, the other, okay, Levi Overstreet checking back into the game for Wayne, and he really made, he was a real difference maker in the first half, too. That's been pretty quiet here in the second.
TJ puts the second one up, and it's no good. One thing I've noticed about TJ's foul shots is he starts backing away from the shot before the ball even gets to the rim, and sometimes here's a steal by Hawkinson.
He's had several steals tonight.
Yeah. Lang now gets the basketball. He just weaves right through the Wayne Falcon defense. Like they're standing still, he puts it up and in for an easy layup. Boy, he's gotten a lot of point-blank looks this half. And now he's got, I believe, 17 points. He really turned it on the second half here. So Wayne in their half-court set. Dylan Lane hoists up a three-point shot for Wayne. No good. Rebound Sheridan. Back we go the other way. Sheridan really looking to push the ball. And here's Derek Lang. Thought about 3 points up. Good decision. Now he brings it back out. Left side. Bankston down low to Willie Felderman. Willie misses it, tries to get his own rebound, and instead gets fouled by Overstreet. Usually that's one Willie's been making all night long. I think he just wasn't quite aware of where he was around the basket. So a little closer than you realize. So a great job getting his own rebound there, trying to, and he gets fouled. A 16 foul on Wayne. And so Sheridan can inbound the basketball underneath their own basket. Ben Moret inbounding it for the Chargers, looking for somebody. Gets it over to Willie Feldman. He's going to take the 15-foot baseline jumper. No good. Rebound by almost by Brett Beta, who's just in the game for Sheridan. Had just checked in, and Wayne ends up with it. Back the other way we go. Trent Moore. Left side over to Jameson. Jameson back to Moore. Sheridan in a little 2-3 zone defense here. Here's Overstreet. Takes a little 15-footer. No good. Sheridan with the rebound. Bankston with the basketball. Pushes it up over to Moret. Back to Willie Felderman. He thought about dishing it down to Hawkinson. Thought twice, and now he drives all up and in. Good. Willie Felderman having a spectacular game tonight. Pump fake. Drove right into the lane. Puts it off. A little running shot. Good. Wayne with the basketball. They find themselves at 61-37 now. Sheridan is up to this game wide open. Here's Jameson, man.
Jameson is keeping them
in. I tell you what, this kid's a player, Mark. He's not more than, what, 6 foot maybe? And he's gone against the big boys several times tonight and put it over them with no problems. I'm not sure how he gets it off, but he's got a high arcing shot. Was able to get over Hawkinson that time. Chris is going to take a quick time out here, it looks like. Ben Schooley wants to reset things.
With a whole new lineup.
Yeah, it looks like he's actually just going to just get the timeout and get some reserves into the game here, so they're going to go ahead and restart the game. So Sheridan, Ben Schooley feels comfortable up 22 points, and so he's going to put the reserves in now. We've got a whole slew of guys in. Hunter Storm in for the Chargers. Brett Breda, who takes a three-point attempt as I speak his name, and it's no good. Fight for the rebound goes to Wayne. Joey Kressinger's in. Sean Solinger's in.
Hunter Storm is in. Breda and Sean. He says, and
Alec Reynolds, the one guy I didn't get there. Yep. So fight for the rebound now on the other end of the court as Wayne has hoisted up a shot. And Wayne gets it. And Wayne's Trent Moore, number 30, he drives to the lane. He's going to get fouled by Sheridan. So, Mark,
2:02 left to play here in this one. The Sheridan reserves are in the game. Wayne still, well, no, Lane is, Dylan Lane's out, as is. Trent Moore just made the free throw. All along, Wayne has been playing almost everybody. So they don't really have a reserve-type situation there.
A little short-handed. Tanner Bennett in for the Wayne Falcons now. I go to church with Tanner, so he's getting a little playing time. He's got the bright orange shoes on, looking at that black outfit. I'll have to ask his dad if he picked those out for him. So 2 minutes left in the game. Sheridan up 20. And tell you what, had a ball game most of the game in the second half. I'm not sure if Coach Schooley talked to the team about it at halftime, but they came out with a lot more energy in the second half and ready to play, and they've opened up a big lead here. Hunter Storm gets it over to Brett Brady. It takes a three-point attempt. No good. Rebound Wayne. Be nice to see a few of these reserve players get their name in the stat book here tonight. Wayne goes the other way. Martinez with the basketball up the top. Circle, and it goes right side. Guarded by Hunter Storm. He throws it up almost away, but Keith Nickel gets it back to Nickel now. Over to Martinez. Bennett with it for the Falcons. Dishes it into Overstreet. Was going to shoot it. Then he decided to pass it, and it goes off to his own player who wasn't expecting to pass, and Sheridan's going to have the basketball. Minute 10 left here. Sheridan up 20. Any final stats there from our starters, Mark?
Willie's got 18 points and 10 rebounds. He leads all scores. Sean Solinger goes to the bucket.
There we go.
All right.
Coach Schooley gets up the bench and applauds that. Sean's one of those good guys, and it's great to see him get a bucket here at the end of the game.
He looks good at Ben Franklin.
Oh, there you go. So. Mark's only hiring the best of the best at Ben Franklin.
So the Ben Franklin employees can now combine for 20 points now.
I assume the other one's Mr. Willie Feldman. You probably get free labor there,
Cheap labor, yeah.
Willie's too smart a kid to work for free, right?
Nothing's free.
Yeah, Willie's too smart to work free, even if it is a bad story.
Lorenzo Baker Martinez at the line here to shoot. He buries the first one.
Martinez got fouled, and he's at the line for the 1-1. So Sheridan's up 63-42, 42 seconds left in the game.
I got to say, I'm glad this game didn't come down to a two-point game.
Yeah, in the first half, I tell you what, we were up four at halftime, and looked a little lethargic, maybe a little hangover from the big win last night. But like good teams do, we found a way to turn on the energy here in the second half and get to it. And here Solinger puts up a second shot, and it's no good. In and out, halfway down. Little baby hook from Solinger, and back the other way we go. Wayne with the basketball, winding the clock down here. 22 seconds left. Martinez drives baseline, puts up a crazy shot, no good. Rebound, Joey Kretzinger. Hunter Storm with him now. 15 seconds left, and we're going to wind this down.
Keep the shot up. Shoot it. Shoot it.
Zach Reynolds, he gets it down to Sean Solinger, who puts it up. And it is. Solinger's got it on that block a couple times, and he gets his name in the stat book 4 points tonight. Great job by Sean. And that is going to do it as Wayne hoists a three-point shot at the buzzer. No good. The Chargers end up with back-to-back wins. It's been a good week for the Chargers as they finish out the week 65-43, Mark. They're getting the Wayne Falcons. And that moves Sheridan to 6-3 on the season. It drops Wayne to 6-2 on the season. Good job by the Chargers tonight. 3-0 on the week, I believe. They beat Eddie earlier in the week. So
yeah.
Good week from the Chargers. Let's hope we can keep it going next week. What do you got for
us? Although I think we only have the one game on. No, we play on Saturday, too, next
week. Next week.
Nice break now.
Yeah, next week we play Friday against Clark at home here. That's a big conference game. And then we play Grinnell, which is going to be a real tough one on Saturday night, and that's at Grinnell.
Right. Awesome.
Getting final stats there, buddy?
Yeah. Willie Sullivan led all scores with 18 points. For Sheraton. Drake Lang right behind him with 17. 8 points by TJ Hawkinson, which is a little bit off his game. Brett Breda with 7. Looks like Joey Kretzinger had 4. And Sean Sullinger had 4. Christian Bankston, I think he ended with 5. And so
a lot of steals.
Yeah, and TJ Hawkinson, a ton of steals tonight, too.
Yeah.
Actually, that whole second half, the defense stepped up a gigantic amount that second half.
Probably the biggest key of the game, coaching-wise. Ben Schooley, great job for Sheridan, changing up the defense there in the second half to where they started trapping the ball handlers for Wayne, who aren't real great ball handlers. They started trapping them and put a lot of pressure and heat on them when they would get across the half-court line, and that led to a lot of easy buckets in transition for the Chargers tonight. The Chargers pull it out, 65-43. Good week for the Chargers. They move to 6-3 on the season, and I think we're about ready to wrap it up here. Any final thoughts?
Good job out of Andy Kutzer
helping
us out with the statistics tonight and doing the play-by-play on the girls' game.
Thanks to Andy for helping us out tonight. Girls win, boys win, back-to-back night.
Okay.
Good week for the Chargers. So next week we move on to Clark Friday night. We're now Saturday night.
Super job, Jason.
Well, for Scott Fry back in the booth, or back in the board for us. Thanks for helping us out, Scotty, and appreciate it. Thanks for listening, everyone. For Mark Feldman and Andy Kretzinger, I am Jake Schroeder. As the Chargers go out victorious tonight, 65-43. We will see you next time. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody.